Nifty is around 15,400. It can come down to 15,000. It can come down to even 14,500. Or we never know, can it come down to 13,000? Which is the bottom which Nifty will form in this particular bearish cycle? Nobody knows about it. And should we really worry knowing about it? So in today's episode, we're going to talk about whether it is a good thing to find out the bottom of a bear cycle and wait for investments. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the FinAzad podcast. If you want a review of your personal finances, of your retirement planning, children education planning, mutual funds, stock markets, etc., etc., do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. We have seen Nifty top 18,500 and since then it has been coming down gradually month by month, and now it is sitting somewhere around 15,400. We are into a bear cycle for sure, and we are just on the verge of a recession, as many say, and I too believe there are chances of a recession looming in. In such a scenario, leave aside recession, but we are into a bear cycle at least. And in such a scenario, there are always two minds whether you should wait for investment. Some say the market is going to fall more. Some say this is the least it can go and now it is going to go up. Should you wait to find out the bottom, or what should be your strategy otherwise? See, whenever the market is going upwards or it is going downwards, in both the cases, it is not a linear path that the market follows. All right, it's not like an arrow which is pointing towards that particular point, which is the extreme, after which it will reverse its path and start going downwards or upwards, right? Hence, we have to understand that the market goes in a cyclical way, just like a sine wave, just like a cyclical wave, just like a wave, for your better understanding, just like a wave goes up and down. In a similar way, it follows the primary movement. It can be bearish, it can be bullish. In this case, the particular scenario that we are talking about in today's day and age, it is a bearish movement. But inside that primary bear movement, primary negative movement, there are secondary moves, and the secondary move can be upwards, can be downwards, can be upwards, downwards. In this way, it keeps on going downwards, right? So in such a condition, it is very difficult to find out and pinpoint a price level and say that yes, this is the bottom, and this, after this bottom, it is not going to fall anymore and it will be going upwards. It is almost next to impossible. The best that we can do is predict, and with the help of technical analysis and with the help of study, we can have a high probability scenario in front of us. High probability scenario. We cannot be 100% sure, but yes, we can be sure to a certain extent with a high probability, saying that yes, this can be the level. All right. So when the market was 18,500, if you followed this podcast, all these episodes, we said that it is going to be a bearish movement, it's going to be a negative movement. And 16,500 were the primary levels, were the first intermediate levels which we thought that the market could fall. But now it has gone below 16,500. It is around 15,500 now. And as the days have gone on, I, as a financial advisor to my more than 500 clients, I have made sure that I have entered around 40 to 45% of my investors' money. All right. So what I did, when 16,500 was there, I entered around 20%. And recently, just 8 to 10 days ago, when the market fell rigorously again, it was around 15,300, 15,200, that level, I entered around 15-20% again. Now, I'm waiting with 50% of my investors' amount, and I'm still waiting for the market to come down. In case if it does not come down, or if I miss the lowest point there on the chart, I'll make sure that I invest somewhere around 15,300 at least, if not less. If I, for some reason, miss out the dip which is going to come again, well, if you ask me, my personal opinion is that yes, there is going to be a shallow correction even further than this, and it won't be a great idea to just tell you those levels, but yes, overall the bigger picture is that it it should correct even further from here, and there should be a considerable correction from here on. That is what I think. Hence, I'm waiting with 50% of amount still, and I'll be entering them again in tranches as and when the market presents the opportunity. Hence, the best idea is to keep on investing on dips. When I say dips, don't fall prey to the dip which the secondary movement of the market is giving you, right? Which the wave format or the cyclical movement of the secondary movement. You have to enter on the dip of the primary movement. Now, what is the difference exactly? See, if the market goes down, now it is at 15,400, then maybe it can go up a little bit, let's say 15,800, right? And then again, it can come down, it can have a dip to 15,600 or 15,500. That is a primary movement. I beg your pardon, that is a secondary movement. That is a secondary movement inside the primary movement. The primary movement is when from 15,400, it will come down to a considerable, let's say 14,900. Then it will go up again to 15,500. That is the primary negative or a primary bearish movement. So make sure you're not falling prey to the secondary movement. You are capitalizing on the primary movement and buying on the primary movement dips and not the secondary movement dips. All right. So the best way is to buy on those primary movement dips. And obviously you need to have a lot of understanding about the technical charts and how you're perceiving the market, how, what is your overall view, what is the long-term view and the ultimate view. Ultimate view in my understanding right today is it is bearish, it is negative. And hence I'm still waiting for a larger primary wave dip. All right. Now, after listening to so many things, you must be thinking, oh my God, this is so difficult. Primary wave, secondary wave, this, that. What should I do and how should I enter my stocks? I am busy 9-to-5 guy. I've got so much other work to do and all this. It is not really, really practically possible for me to do it all the time. Maybe I'll just enter once a while when I see the market is really down. But all of this is not my cup of tea, and it should not be actually, because obviously it is not your primary work that you're doing. You're doing something else in life, right? Hence, I have been reiterating the fact, and I've been a big fan of mutual fund SIPs. Now, what these SIPs help you do is they buy whenever each and every month or week or day, and they make sure that they are giving you an averaging effect of all the primary wave dips. All right. So you're buying, let's say, on 5th of every month, and you'll be doing that for a couple of years from now, and the market is expected to be sluggish or slow for a couple of years at least, or let's say around 18 months, 15 months, that range. So all these months, it will help you to buy and give you the averaging effect of all the slowdown, all the bearish movements that exist in the market. Hence, mutual fund SIPs is the best way whenever the market is going down. People like to enter SIPs or mutual funds when the market is going up, but no, you're missing the trick. Enter mutual fund SIPs when the market is going down. But there also, one more trick which you have to conquer is which mutual funds, how much amount, how to diversify, and which mutual fund to enter, considering your goals, your risk appetite, your horizon, and so many other things, your salary, your needs, your wants, your liabilities, and all of that. So you have to make sure that you have a plan in fact, you should have a plan on paper, on an Excel sheet, on a computer, and then execute it that way so that all your goals are met and you have a proper financial plan in mind and on paper as well. So it's not enough to have any financial plan in mind. It has to be on paper and the execution has to be done that way. Hence, it is very much important that you plan judiciously. So is it a good idea to always keep on trying to find the bottom of a market movement? No, it is not a good idea. You have to be very judicious and find out those small entry points which the market offers. You might miss the ultimate bottom. Yes, it is possible. It is possible when you're talking to a couple of your friends, they might say, oh, maine toh wahan par invest kar diya. I invested when the market was this level. You just you were in so much of a hurry and you missed that point. It's okay. I mean, it's okay. You will not always enter right there at the bottom. And so if somebody does that, it can be a good fluke for them, right? It is not that they are really studious and they have done something magnanimous and something great. It happens sometimes. It can be a fluke. If not the exact bottom, but if you enter 80% or 75% of your amount somewhere near that bottom, your job is done. That is what I believe. All right. So if you want to make such a good, if you want to plan your finances and have such good entry points, you have a lump sum amount in your hand, or if you want to start with SIPs and understand according to your need which SIPs and how much amount you should allocate to each of the SIPs, then do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well, and we'll make sure that we make a fantastic and a crisp, cut and dried plan for your finances, for your personal needs, and which will serve you for a lifetime from here on. All right. So thank you, friends, for giving your valuable time and listening to the podcast till the very, very end. This podcast is ranked number 12 in all the finance podcasts of India. Thank you to all of you for that, according to the Feed Post blog, which includes big names like Money Control, Zerodha, Share Khan, etc., Bloomberg as well. So thank you very much to all the listeners. Do refer our Hindi podcast as well, and also the YouTube channel. Also, if you are fond of technical analysis or want to learn technical analysis, if you want to find out those levels of Nifty, Sensex and all these stocks which you own on your own, on your laptop, then you need to have a great hand on technical analysis. And to learn technical analysis, go to the FinAzad app and find that course on technical analysis, which is really made with so much precision that after doing the course, you'll be able to trade on your own without worrying about the tips and calls which we get in the market. Alright, so refer that course as well on the FinAzad app. All the links are given here in the description. Thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you again.